We are going to continue our discussion of the third Mishnah of Pirkei Avos, the first chapter. Remember, the third Mishnah, we're trying to create this ultimately loyal form of service, form of worship to God, that we shouldn't worship God for the reward, but should we worship God because we're worshiping God? There should be a lishma element to our worship of God. We should do mitzvos not to receive reward, but we should do mitzvos so that we don't receive reward. And then reward, and then the conclusion of the Mishnah happens to be a little bit confusing. If you do that, right? If there's no quid pro quo kind of relationship between you and God, that you do this so you can get that, but you do this whether you get that or not. The Mishnah concludes that vayhi moer shamayim aleichem, the fear of heaven will be upon you. Question is, what does that mean? Doesn't that undermine the exact point of the Mishnah that you shouldn't be doing this for any kind of reward? Rabbi Yitzchak Cairo. Anyone know the relationship between Rabbi Yitzchak Cairo and Rabbi Yosef Cairo?
Brother.
Uncle. Rabbi Yitzchak Cairo was Rabbi Yosef Cairo's uncle. So Rabbi Yitzchak Cairo takes the word more and he transforms it from the fear of heaven to the word yira, that God will be looking out for you. Right, there'll be an extra attention that God has for you if you show or you express that ultimate loyalty by doing mitzvahs, not because it'll give you a long life, not because it makes you feel good, not because for any other motivation besides for kasher tziva Hashem, doing it because God commanded us to do so, then God will pay extra close attention to you in hopefully protecting you. Mm-hmm. It does raise a significant question, right? The significant question is, if we're not doing this, Tadik Ralo is raised by this, someone who does simply for God without any kind of payback or reward, and if you interpret Moer Shemaim Aleichem as God will pay extra attention on that person, then how does that system work? That's one question that is raised on this Mishnah. Another question that's raised in this Mishnah is the very nature of the message of the Mishnah is that there is not supposed to be this quid pro quo kind of relationship. And the conclusion of the Mishnah is that if you do good, right, if you do mitzvos without any expectation, then there is this kind of quid pro quo relationship, that God will, in return, pay extra attention to you. So there are questions that are worth considering. Rabbi Chanan ben Gashem, Ratz Gadish Baruch, Lezach Yisrael, Fichach, Hir, Balehem, Torah, Mitzvos, Shanaim, Adonai, Chavetim, Antzko, Yagdil, Torah, Yadir.